What is it that you fear most? Many people, even Christians, are afraid of three words when it comes to Bible prophecy. The first is tribulation, the great tribulation. Secondly, the coming Antichrist. And thirdly, the battle of Armageddon. Those three things we're going to be talking about in our upcoming segments. Tribulation or trouble, Antichrist, and Armageddon. Jesus said in John the 14th chapter and verse 27, "Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." So when Jesus said, "Don't let," and "neither let it," it means that we have something to do with it. We can make a choice. Our choice is to either be afraid or not be afraid. Don't let your heart be troubled. We live in an environment of fear. That is, many are afraid today of things that are almost manufactured. Young people are so coddled that they're afraid of being offended, or they're afraid that their mind might be upset on something they hear. And so colleges, some college campuses, actually have safe places where young people who might have heard a conservative thought in a lecture can go and play with stuffed animals and crawl around on the floor in a soft environment and hear soft music, where they can recover from their fearful experiences. Fear is manufactured today because we live in such an affluent and safe world here in America. But notice what Jesus said in Mark the 4th chapter in verse 40, after he had stilled the storm. The disciples were full of fear. Notice what Jesus said. "Why are you so fearful? Why are you so full of fear? How is it that you have no faith?" Notice that Jesus contrasted fear with faith. They're mutually exclusive. Either we are people of fear or people of faith. Faith in God, because our times are in his hand. So for the last 2 years, we've been in a pandemic, not only in our country, but around the world. And in this pandemic, people either react with fear or others with faith. Many people are afraid. It almost seems like there are fear merchants that want to manipulate us to be fearful people. Why might that be? There's an article I was reading recently from the internet, and it's talking about the physical aspects of fear. Notice, fear is experienced in your mind, but it triggers a strong physical reaction in your body. As soon as you recognize fear, your amygdala, which is the small organ in the middle of your brain, goes to work. It alerts your nervous system, which sets your body's fear response into motion. Stress hormones like cortisol and adrenaline are released. Your blood pressure and heart rate increase. You start breathing faster. Even your blood flow changes. Blood actually flows away from your heart and into your limbs faster, making it easier for you to start throwing punches or run for your life. Your body is preparing for fight or flight. But notice this. As some parts of your brain are revving up, others are shutting down. When the amygdala senses fear, the cerebral cortex, which is the area of the brain that harnesses reasoning and judgment, that part becomes impaired. So now it's difficult to make good decisions and think clearly. Could it be that the fear merchants want to take away our reasoning and cause us to lose judgment and just be reactive? So there is a environment of fear that, in my thinking, has been largely manufactured. Jesus said, "In this world you will have trouble, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." And the psalmist said, "My times are in your hands," Psalm 31, verse 15. What does that mean? It means that my life will not end if God has something for me to do, and I haven't finished it yet. My times are in his hand. We have nothing to fear as Christians of faith. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.